No radio? No computer?
No!
No worries. Your mobile device becomes a radio when you download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by Brian Ortner. Brian is a public affairs specialist with the AAA Iowa Auto Club Group. Wanted to bring him on today to talk about holiday travel. I know it's hard to believe we're only still in September, but it'll come quick. And Brian, first of all, you guys just here in the last few days released information about a survey that you had just taken not too long ago. And what stands out from your standpoint about it?
Thanks for having me on. And first of all, two things. Yeah, you talked about the holiday season sneaking up on us, and, you know, we're less than 3 months till Christmas. How's that for a shocker? But yeah, we did a survey of our membership back in August inquiring about travel plans for the holidays. And, you know, if you look at the high-level answer to that, the travel numbers are staying where they were when we looked back to Memorial Day, that they're going up and expected to meet or exceed pre-pandemic numbers again. We look at the holidays for folks here in Iowa. 52% of residents that we surveyed are planning to take a holiday vacation coming up either over Thanksgiving or Christmas, although less than half of them are booking their holiday plans right now because they're concerned about higher travel prices, which is one of those things that it's a risk-reward situation. Do you book now? Do you book later? But of all those who are looking to go somewhere, almost half are planning on taking a flight.
With that in mind, next big holiday outside of Halloween is Thanksgiving. It looks like a pretty good amount of people are already planning on getting ready to go for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Nearly half of those we surveyed are planning a trip with at least one overnight stay over the Thanksgiving holidays, you know, and those travelers are looking to lock in their plans by the end of the month, and over half have their trip booked already, which is good. And, you know, we talked about that risk-reward thing, and the advantage of booking now, whether it's for Thanksgiving or Christmas, is getting the itinerary you want and a competitive price right now. If you wait, there's the chance you may see a lower airfare, but the itinerary you want may not be there. So booking now is definitely great advice to follow.
I see that you guys have tips for booking flights during Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, absolutely. We know a lot of folks have that Friday off or Black Friday off for the holiday weekend, which makes it a long weekend. And some people extend it on the front end of that. You know, Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving are looking to be the busiest days for travel. And then Sunday on the way home, looking to be the busiest travel after the holiday weekend. So if you can fly out a day earlier, the week of Thanksgiving, or a day later after the weekend, airports should be less busy and flights should have more availability on those days.
Now, of course, we're still a ways off from Christmas, and the numbers that you heard back about that, that's down a little bit so far for planning.
Yeah, Christmas, we're seeing people aren't fully committed yet. Only 9% have finalized their plans for Christmas travel, and many are going to wait till October, November to finalize those. But again, the same advice applies. If you're in a position where you can book now to guarantee your itinerary and the competitive price. But if you want to wait a little bit to see if prices fall, that's obviously an option as well. Just know there's a little bit of risk in there if you do wait, that the flights that you want or prefer may not be available.
You also mentioned about the AAA's advice for booking a flight in general. What do you want to give advice on that?
Again, I don't think we can say it enough. Book early, again, for the best combination of availability and price. And you may have a chance at getting nonstop flights. And those usually sell out faster than others. So if you want that nonstop or, you know, the best dates and combination of travel, book early. You know, even with travel going up, we've seen that some of our airlines have had cancellations or delays. So if you can, book a flight that leaves earlier in the morning, as afternoon flights and evening flights, the ones that seem to be more susceptible to those delays or cancellations due to weather or other unforeseen circumstances. And that also helps lead to the recommendation of purchasing travel insurance. You may have a reason to cancel your flight, just as the airlines might. You never know. And the travel insurance is there to help you. I mean, I know you don't get the benefit of your trip, but you don't risk losing the dollars spent on the tickets to get on your trip.
Find this interesting. More people are gifting experiences instead of presents now.
Yeah, absolutely. Our travel agents are hearing from many people who are surprising their kids with the trip. We've heard for years the idea of bucket list, what's your bucket list trip? And now I think we see it moving ahead, especially, you know, as we continue to exit out of COVID, you know, 3 years removed from what we all experienced there, is that people are seeing that you only live once, and seeing your loved ones or seeing your friends is what the motivation is this year. People don't know what their health will be in 5 or 10 years, and if there's the opportunity to take a trip, they're taking it now.
See, too, that you've already got some of the popular destinations or areas that have already sold out in advance.
Yeah, cruises. In our region, you know, you look at South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, world cruises are a popular trip to take. You know, we don't have a lot of oceans around here, but those are filling up and of high demand over the holidays. You know, it's those things that are all-inclusive that allow people to really go relax and enjoy time away, whether with their family or friends or even with students who may be on winter break.
As far as any other advice you want to give folks as we talk here at the end of September?
Well, you know, road trips are part of the travel equation as well. And just like it is when you're looking to fly to a location, booking your road trip is just as important. Booking your hotels now and planning ahead. You hear in real estate, location, location, location. Travel is plan, plan, plan. And that means getting your car updated with routine maintenance, planning where you're going to stay, putting snacks in your car, and getting those things out of the way. And then either way you go over these holidays, the most important thing is to get there safely and use patience. You know, the airport's going to be crowded. There may be more people on the roads. Be patient, be safe, and enjoy holiday travel.
And in closing, Brian, what's a good way that people can find out more about AAA?
You know, AAA.com is a great place to go, or you can download the AAA app if you're a AAA member, and lots of resources on that. If you're a driver, and I know gas prices over the last month or so have been interesting, to say the least, in our region, but there's a gas price tracker on the app that can help folks who are driving to find gas is the least expensive on their way, and that's good for a road trip as well. So definitely resources that are at the palm of your hand whenever you need them.
All right. Well, our thanks to Brian Ortner, today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com. Click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With Mobile Deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.